Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series, Shirim Rambam, Melchus Malachim, Vav Dalid. This is the third series we are now beginning. We've seen so much incredible, incredible Torah, so much depth, so much profundity, so much hekev, so broad, so vast, incredible. And now, Siyata Dishmaya, we are going to continue our analysis. This is, again, the third series. And we saw the Rambam says that they sent three letters. Either Yeshua sent three letters. First, it was make peace. Then the peace is peace. You want to run away, run away. You want to wage war, wage war. And the Chayyid says that only helps after they pass over the, before they pass over the Yarden. After they pass over the Yarden, it's too late. You're not makabel. So what's Shat in the Machlekes? The answer is the Chayyid holds that once they pass over the Yarden, it's like they started a Mulcham and all of Eretz Canaan. And not only on that particular city, and once they start the war, so there's no more Bakasha Shalom, Adar, Zechil, Mulcham, there's no ceasefire in the middle of the war. When you start the war, you start the war. Mashekein Ladas HaRambam, no, Kalbe Kol Ir, it's a different Mulcham, and therefore, you can, even after they pass the Yarden, they can send a peace offering to the other cities in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah Bakasha Shalom, Bepshuto, that's the Nidon of Tesis and Sota, and the Vlamid Hamid Beis Dibra Maschel Rabos. Tesis asks from Rachav, how do they keep Rachav alive? What about Losachaya Kol Neshama? And Tesis says, Shein Loimar, that they before they actually started the war, they were Makabal peace, because the Ksivas Avanim, when they wrote the stones, they wrote in the stones, they wrote the Sifrei Torah on the stones, they wrote Torah on the stones. And also in the bottom, it says, Nikamara there in Sota, Lamid Hamid Beis, they wrote in order that you shouldn't learn from the nations. So that shows that the all those in Eretz Yisrael are Chayiv Misa, and we have a day there. But that means that the nations of Chutz Laretz, the Shiva Amimin, if you have members of the seven nations in Chutz Laretz, about them you are not Chayiv and Losachay Kol Neshama only on the nations in Eretz Yisrael. He says Laman Lo Yilamdu, or they shouldn't teach you. That's only in Eretz Yisrael when there is a nation. So the Ksivas Avanim says Tosfos was before they actually started the war. And nevertheless, even though they hadn't started the war, they're not Makabel, the Kenainim in Eretz Yisrael. B'shalom. Only there's a machlokes about the Kenainim in Chutz Laretz, but the Kenainim in Eretz Yisrael, that's it. Once they pass over the, once they even before they even started waging war, they already, it's like the war started and they can't make peace with anybody. So that's what Tosis is holding at the beginning. And then Tosis concludes that no, Losachai Kol Neshama is only after they start waging the war. Because before, and the Yeshua sent letters, and who wants to make peace can make peace. So as long as they haven't started waging the war. And Rachav, they were Makabel before they started waging the war. So we have to understand the Maskanas HaDvarim, how are they matarets what they asked at the beginning? Tchilas Devarim, they write, from the time of Ksivas Avanim, you can no longer make peace with the Eretz Yisrael. So it's a mukhi, even before they start the war, they're not makabel. And then Vayter, they say, no. It's only after they start a war that they're, only after they start the war, they're not makabel. But before they start the war, they are makabel. So the Chazon Ish talks about the Nevezer Simen Kuf Mem Vav. So the Chor Pshat tells us as follows. The Nidon is, when they come into Eretz Yisrael, is it a Mulchama only Klape that city, or a Neged Kol HaKenayim? And the Havimina, Tos is learning, it's only Neged Oysa'ir. And then Tos says, what are you talking about? They're not Makabal from any year in Eretz Yisrael. Once they wrote on the Avonim, Lo Yilamdu, they're not Makabal Shalom from any year in Eretz Yisrael. So it's even before Mulchama. And in that Tos concludes that it's totally in the first Mulchama. Once they start the first Mulchama, that's it. That's they're now fighting against all the Kenainim. There's only Machlokes, Vidim Reb Shimon, that according to Reb Yehuda, that once they start the war, it's even against the Bnei Chutz Laretz. They even wage war against the Bnei Chutz Laretz, according to that Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon holds that no, Bnei Chutz Laretz, they can accept peace from, but not the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. But Akoponim, once they enter into Eretz Yisrael, it's as if they started war against everybody. So it's only, Tos is right. Now, it's only once they started the war, they They're no longer allowed to make peace. But before they start the war, they're allowed to make peace. What does it mean starting the, before they start the war? Before they pass over the Yarden. Because once they pass over the Yarden, that's it. This is war against all of Eretz Yisrael. Now the war has already started. So the Fimaskanas HaToysis, it's totally, once they enter into Eretz Yisrael, once they enter into Eretz Yisrael, it's like they started war, not only against that city, but against all of Eretz Yisrael. And Ramele, they're not makabel anybody. And that's why Yoshua could only send the letters before they passed over the Yarden, not after. And Rachav, they were makabel beforehand. So that's the Chayvid, and that's also Pshat and Taisis. So what is the Svaras HaMachlekes? Svaras HaMachlekes Ulai, he might Tchilas HaMilchoma. Might Tchilat HaMilchama. Haimu Mais HaMilchoma Befoyal. Zeinu ala neged ir mesuyemet, b'zoi shitat Rambam v'Ramban, shehilchavnu aleim et hadibur b'shiurim hakodmim, o shetuli b'ma shechal shem u'matzav milchama sheshuv lekoshel lem b'zoi shitat ha'raivit. That what starts the war? Is it actually starting the war befoal? And that means only against that particular city. Then that's the shita of the Rambam and the Ramban, who both hold that they can reach out in peace to those in Eretz Yisrael even after they cross the Yarden. Or is it talui that there is a shame in matzav milchama? Not a maisa milchama befoal, not an actual physical war, but a shame milchama, a matzav of milchama. Once you have this matzav of milchama, there is no longer this opportunity for shalom. And that's the shita of the Ravid, she'al yedei, in other words, even if they're not wide fighting befoal. But the very fact that there's a shame, there's a matzav milchama as they pass over, that's it. The war has officially begun, even before the first RPG has been fired. They talk a lot about RPGs. V'zoi shitat ha'raivid, sh'aladei shavru at ha'yarden. It's already, by passing over the Jordan, the river, not the player, it's a matzav of milchama. Kevan she'mei achshav nitztavu lo irisha. Because from now, there's a mitzvah to displace the Canaanites. V'al yedei din milchemes mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of a matzav of milchama. As we discussed earlier in Perikei Alach Aleph, we've been going through Keseder B'tziyata Dishmaya, so 4 and 6-4, which is incredible. I can't believe God has been so kind to me that he got me to 6-4. It's like a not shaykh, Baruch Hashem. So we've seen a lot earlier. So once you're in a matzav of milchama, as we spoke about at length, now there's no longer shalom. If shalom mar, shezet talui b'ma shekatuv b'sifri, b'ma shekatuv pasuk yud, ki tikrav el ir li lachem aleha, ayin sham katuv lo lahariva, v'lo lahatzmi'a, v'lo lahamita b'mitat tachluim. As yesh po milim shel ha'sifri, שהם די סתומים, קשה להבין, לפרשן אותם. It says, when you come close to a city to wage war against it, so the Sifri says, the Medrash says, not to cause it to famine, to have starve, not to cause it to die of thirst, to have thirst, and not to kill it with illnesses. So what's Pshat? So the Malbim talks about it, the Emek HaNetziv, others. Shema, dahainu shegam matzor asur kodin shepatru l'shalom. In other words, the pasuk says, when you come close to a city lilachem aleha, first you have to call out in peace. Which means, according to the Medrash, as understood by the great Achronim, that even a siege is forbidden. That's lahariva, lahatzmiya, lahamisa, b'misas tachaluim. Even a siege is usur before they offered peace. Achen, בפירוש תולדות אדם שם פירש להפך. וכמש מלן שעל זה אין דין בקשת שלום. יוכלים לעשות המצור קודם בקשת שלום. והיינו דמצור אינו מייסה מלחמה, אבל הוא מתוך מצב של מלחמה. דם לא כן אין מקום למצור. ואם דין בקשת שלום הוא קודם מייסה מלחמה, שאפל יש לומד לשאר עם מצור קודם בקשת שלום, שיקרו למעשה מלחמה. The Tov HaSadim is a different pshat. He says, fakert, that what the Medrash is telling us is that there's no din bakasha shalom. They can make a siege before they call out in peace. According to the Malbim and the Netziv, first they have to call out in peace before they make the siege. And according to the Toldos Adam, no, the Medrash is saying that you have to call out in peace, but that doesn't exclude the siege. A siege you can do before you call out in peace. Because a matzor, is not an actual act of war. It's not a milchama, but it's done from a matzav of milchama. There is a shem milchama. There is an official status of war. Otherwise, there's no room for a siege. So it's not a maisa milchama. Maisa milchama is when you're shooting at them, when you're sending over the missiles. But the actual matzor, just sieging them, which causes, obviously, lahariva latzmian misas tachaluim, right? That matzav of milchama, that is done through a matzav of milchama, otherwise there's no room for a siege. And if the din of bakasha shalom is before the maisa milchama, we can then say that a siege is permitted before bakasha shalom, because the bakasha shalom is before the maisa milchama. This is not a maisa milchama yet. This is just a matzav of milchama, but not a maisa milchama. Aval lefi ma shebiyarnu b'das ha-raivid, din shalom hu kodem ha-matzav shel milchama. V'im ken, yi efshar la'asot matzor kodem bakashat shalom. So, as we explained, the raivid, the din shalom is before there's any matzav war, right? Once they pass over into Eretz Yisrael, there's already a matzav of milchama. So in the male, there's no room for peace. And if that's true, then you can't make a matzor before bakasha shalom. There's no room for a siege, according to the Ravid, before they seek out peace. So again, a matzor is not a maisa milchama. It's done through a matzav of milchama. And according to the Ravid, again, a shem milchama, an official, that it's officially wartime, even though a shot hasn't yet been fired. And according to the Ravid, the din of shalom is before a matzav of milchama. And if that's true, then the Ravid would hold that since the matzor is done from a matzav of milchama, the din of shalom is before a matzav of milchama, so that means that you have to call out in shalom before you make a matzor. Not like the Toldos Adam is learning in the Medrash. Umefurish baramban ala Torah b'farashat ki teitzei, and Dvarim 23:6, that there's a din of bakasha shalom b'vo'o aleinu lamelchama. Ve'achakach banu anachnu ba'areihem. Ha'in sham b'divrei haramban, uvadai מצב של מלחמה הוא, אלא שהוא קודם מייסה מלחמה עליהם, בסביר עליה לרמב"ן, תאהב עליה כקודם מלחמה. והוא לשיטו סוי, בדין בקושי שלום במלחמת זין עממין, תתולי בכל עיר ועיר. In other words, even if it's a massive of מלחמה, as long as it's not a massive of מלחמה, we still call out in peace. That's considered called a milchama, and therefore there's a din of bakasha shalom. So is mefurish in the Radbaz, elef kuf mem tes, that there's an inyan of shalom tancha after they started a siege, where he talks about making a matzor 3 days before Shabbos, where it's not going to be vadechil Shabbos because it's 3 days before, and maybe they're going to accept the peace because a matzor is not a milchama, and therefore there's still a possibility of peace because it's totally in the ma'isa milchama. This is not considered yet a maisa of milchama. So that's the shita, that's like the Rambam, the Ramban, that as long as it's not a maisa milchama, you're still allowed to have peace. Ma'ashenkein l'shitas ha-raivid, that it's talui in the shame and matzav of milchama, and mele is no more peace, and that's from the time they came to Eretz Yisrael. So, mirtz Hashem, we are going to continue this train of thought in the next shir, and it's already been gevaldik, and bezrat Hashem, and nechon nera od neflot, v'da rabba rabba shehezantem shalom.